Le'ilei nishmas rav kleinim es kamen ben rabbeinu eli melech. Babasar per kemish na'alef. Amecher es asfin. If a person sells a boat, mocher es atoren, he sells the mast. That's that stick that goes straight up on a sailboat. Ves ha'nes, that's the sail. Nes is a lashon like a flag. Ves ha'ogin, that's the anchor. Ves kol ha'manhigin osa. And he also sells all the, I think they're called rudders, anything that steers the ship. All these things are part of a ship. Avaloi mocher, lo es avodim, he doesn't sell the slaves that work on the ship, lo es amartzufin, and he doesn't sell the compartments in the ship that were used to store business items, schora, gold, whatever they would sell. Avalo es antiki, not the schora itself, that's what antiki is. Uvizman sh'amalo hi v'chomasha besocha rei chulin mechurin. But if he says he's selling him the ship and anything that's inside of it, all these things are sold. Mishnah continues, mocher sakaron, if he sells a wagon, lo mocher es haprodos. He doesn't sell the mules that are pulling the wagon. This is only, the Rav says, when the mules are not tied to the wagon. When they're tied, and he says, I'm selling you this wagon, then they are included. Macher saprodois, loy macher es akaron. And vice versa, if you sell the mules, you're not selling the karon again, as long as it's not attached. If they are attached, then you are. Macher satsemed, loy macher es abakar. If you sell the yoke, they had a yoke on at least two cows, just because you were selling that, you did not sell the cattle, the two cows. Machas a bakar, loy machas a tzemed. And vice versa, if you sell the cows, you're not selling the yoke. And the Rishonim, in the name of the Rimagash, say here, same concept as the Rav said before, that if they're tied together, then they are included in the sale. Rabbi Yehuda Omer hadomim modiyin. Rabbi Yehuda says, the amount of money that's used in the sale will make it apparent what the seller had in mind. Ketzad. Person says, sell me this tzemed, this yoke, for 200 zuz, which is a very large amount of money. Everybody knows that a tzemed is not 200 zuz, and therefore, you're obviously including the bakar, you're including the cattle with it. The chum say that the money is not a raya, and even though there's a concept of onah, you're not allowed to overcharge in a sale, that's only when there's like a mekachtos, where the buyer doesn't know. Here, the buyer does know what it's worth, and if he's paying more for it, he's obviously, like the Rav says, giving it as a matana. And there's no problem of ono. And the Rav says, Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda.